found out Mace had disobeyed his orders, Mace would disappear himself. But it was Camille. When she finally peered up at him, Mace did his best to look less intimidating by hunching his shoulders, hanging his head, not scowling. She watched him carefully, blank curiosity filling her face.
"What are you doing here, Camille?"
She opened her mouth to speak, but no sound came out. She tried again.
Who is Camille?"
Surprised, Mace sat back on his heels and studied her. It is her, isn't it? She was older, more a woman than a child, unlike the last time he'd seen her. Camille was a few years younger than him, so now she had to be at least 17. She still looked like a perfect little doll, though. There was no question in Mace's mind that he was staring at the young woman he'd lived next door to nearly his entire life.
"You,"
he said.
"You're Camille, and I'm Mace."
He remembered the day her parents brought her home from the hospital. The afternoon she fell off her bike and chipped her tooth on the sidewalk. The Valentine's Day she gave him a car and made out of pink and purple construction paper. The day he taught her how to coast on his skateboard without falling. The night she ran away crying after meeting one of his girlfriends. But if Camille could remember any of that, she was hiding it well. She just stared, not responding, and began to shiver. Mace heard his men whispering and shuffling around behind him. He ignored them.
"It's okay, Camille,"
he said, doing his best to soften his voice.
"We're friends. We were neighbors, remember? Back in Minneapolis. I used to look after you when your parents..."
The other men chuckled, Carter bursting into open laughter. Mace flipped them the bird over his shoulder. They only laughed harder.
"You..."
Carter couldn't stop laughing.
You used to babysit?"
Rising, Mace spun and pointed threateningly at Carter.
"Shut the fuck up."
He glared at each of the men, warning clear in his eyes, until they quieted.
"Nobody touches her. Nobody says a fucking word about this. Forget you ever saw her."
Their amusement vanished, and they stared back at him with identical expressions, fear mixed with pity and regret. They knew what had to be done.
"Mace,"
the nearest said.
"We have to turn her in. The general's standing orders are to..." "I know the orders,"
Mace snapped.
"Fuck them. She's not going anywhere near Harrodson. Forget you ever saw her."
After a brief hesitation, all three men nodded. Letting out a relieved breath, Mace turned back to Camille. She was watching him with eyes widened in interest, not fear. He knelt in front of her and explained.
"It's not safe for you here. You're going to have to hide until I can get you registered as a colonist."
Surprising him, Camille reached out and touched the side of his face with her fingertips, frowning when he flinched.
"Where am I?"
she whispered. Mace glanced back at his men, silently warning them to keep their mouths shut. If Camille didn't have any memory of the virus, of nearly everyone dying, he didn't want to be the one to tell her. At least not yet.
"You're in the colony. It used to be a military base. You'll be safe here as soon as I get you registered."
He hesitated for a moment.
"You have no idea how you got here."
Quietly, Camille said,
"No, I have no idea."
She studied him with eerily calm eyes. A metallic bang stole Mace's attention, and then the overhead lights flared to life. Someone else was in the warehouse. While the others stood nearby, rifles raised, Mace helped Camille hide between two pallets of paper towels. She was barely out of sight when the newcomers rounded the far end of the aisle. Mace's stomach dropped when he saw him.
"Atwell, how's your patrol going this evening?"
asked the man leading a dozen soldiers. Dressed in his usual